Relationships end. It's just a fact of life.
It does.
Feelings are hurt a lot of times in that too. That again, just a fact of life.
Yep.
So sometimes we do things when our feelings are hurt and we take things. And we take them not necessarily because we want or need them. We take them just to take them because we want them.
Because they're, yeah, sometimes they're ours.
Now, in some cases, it does belong to you. And we're talking about the petty things you took after a breakup. And we have somebody because they were inspired by the woman who stole her ex-boyfriend's driver's license the other day.
People steal and take different things.
Oh, my God. There's some great texts. But Antoine and I both needed to take something that belonged to us.
It was our. It belonged to us.
So what did you take?
All right. So here's the thing. Okay. Me and now ex-girlfriend.
Right. We'll call her dead. Nothing matters anymore. No. So go ahead.
We were about to break up. I was about to break up with her. Two things are very important to me. My hoodies and my basketball shorts. Those are my two favorite things.
Mm-hmm. And she had a pair of your basketball shorts.
She had three pairs
of
my basketball shorts.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And they're expensive, too.
Yeah. So I went over to her place to break up with her. Mm-hmm. I looked around. I made small talk to exactly figure out the location of all of my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, I decided that I couldn't get out. I couldn't break up with her then and get out with my shorts. So I got my shorts, left, and then came back. And I was like, hey, we'll hang out later on. And then broke up with her then.
Yeah.
After I got my shorts out, though.
I mean, that's what's the plotted murder there, whatever they call it.
Premeditated.
Yeah. Look at you. Premeditated breakup theft.
You had to do it.
He had to do it, though.
You could have walked in with a laundry basket. Oh, it's laundry day. I just need to find all my stuff. Yeah.
I did the same thing. I had a pair of sweatpants, and I loved those sweatpants. And my now ex-girlfriend had those pants. And I knew she was going to want to try to keep them, too.
See?
So, yeah, I yoinked those things away. Oh, P.S. you dumped.
You're being
See
petty.
You later. Text 52353. Some of these are great. This person was packing up leaving. My husband was belligerent, yelling nasty things to me. So I took a gift certificate that a family member gave him for a weekend at the Hotel Roanoke. If I wasn't going, neither was he. Here's somebody else. Took all the electronics cords. TV, Xbox, DVD player. No damage done. Just wanted you to have to order a bunch of replacements.
That's petty. That is the petty of petty.
People become petty like that, though, when it's a breakup. You don't want to take something away.
Yeah. What's our friend?
Elizabeth.
Okay. Elizabeth. She's the one that kind of inspired all this and wanted to share. So, hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. So, we're having petty time here, but it's on Friday, so it's fun petty time. Yeah. You were inspired by the text we received from the person who stole her ex-boyfriend's driver's license just to force him to go to the DMV for a day, which is... That is a fate worse than death.
That's miserable.
I actually, the other day, I was supposed to get that real ID, the new one that they you get.
Oh, yes, yes.
And because it's not official for another year, and I could still renew my driver's license online, I just went online. And I still have this same horrible picture. I hate that picture.
It is a bad pic.
It's the worst picture of me ever.
I need to see the picture
at some
point.
I will show it to you. It's the worst picture of Zach Jackson in the history of Zach Jackson.
Okay.
I look like a fat, bloated, sweaty cokehead.
I don't know what happened.
I don't either. I wasn't even fat, bloody, sweaty, cokeheaded, whatever it was at the time. This is Elizabeth's time. So, hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, Cher, what do you got?
Well, I know you guys are mainly talking about, like, taking, like, material things.
Yes.
That's okay. Feelings, they all count.
Mine is slightly different. So I'm just going to say it. I took my ex-boyfriend's dad, and we're married.
Oh. Wait, what?
What?
Pause.
You know, things were kind of ugly for a while, so I'm glad I can just, you know, laugh about it.
Okay.
So at the time, I was dating someone.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't date long, but, you know, it was...
Long enough to hurt when it ended.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, he's dating an older woman. All right, I don't want to give my age.
Okay.
But, you know.
Fine. Older, that's fine.
He was in his 20s. I was a bit older.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I knew of his dad. Like I said, we didn't date long. But his dad and I ended up running into each other at another bar on, there's one on Williamson Road. Anyway, whatever.
Okay. It's the place where dads meet ex-girlfriends.
We really clicked.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, one thing led to another, and we're married, and we've been married for 2 years. We are so happy.
Okay. And how's his relationship with the boy?
Well, it was when I said it was ugly, it was not. It did not go well for a while.
Wow.
But
it's fine now?
Yeah, so I took his dad. I was like, no, you're a kid. This isn't, working out. And so I was like, I'm just going to take you.
I am telling you right now, Elizabeth, before Zach, Monica, Olivia, and God himself, if I was that ex-boyfriend, everything is getting burned down. Gotham is burning. Everything is on fire from that point on.
That settles it right here and now.
About it now, but yeah, at the time he was not.
No.
Okay.
It was. Yes.
Well, there you go.
Incendiary, as you say.
Yep. As Monica puts it. So there you go.
There you go.
And yep, I'm going to say it right now that Antoine, if things don't work out on this show, I'm going to call your mama.
Oh, he doesn't want to think about it.
What's up, Mrs. Antoine's mama?
How you doing?
No.
How you doing?
I'm lighting everything on fire.
You want me on the morning thing?
Man.
Yeah, like, how you doing?
Cut the music.
I'm a Southwest Virginia institution.
It's upsetting at first, but you see it turn around for Elizabeth.
Hey, yeah.
Exactly.
Turn around.
You'll get used to calling me dad.
You won't. I tell you what, you will not make it to the vows. I'm telling you right now. You will not make it.
Well. You would never say that to your father. Come on.